Welcome to TTLG, the full crew back in the house. This is the second time this week, gents. I feel like we're picking pace back up.
Oh yeah,
we're on a roll.
Keep
it going.
On a roll, man. All right, so we are going to continue with the theme on this episode that we've been waxing a little bit on, just around validators and validator commissions, and you know the role of validators in proof of stake ecosystems. And I think as a kicking off point or as a stepping off point, we're gonna talk a little bit about a recent proposal that's come through Luna from, I believe it's the Hermes protocol, was it?
Yep.
And so I think maybe the way to do this would be, Georgi, if you'd be down to like maybe shape it up and kind of form up that proposal and that conversation, and then we'll open it up to you know, a little bit of debate here. Before we do,
yeah,
one quick thing. Let's do it. Let's squeeze in our disclaimer here. Please remember, anything on this channel or this episode is meant to be taken as or is meant to be entertainment. It's for entertainment or informational purposes only. I'm super distracted today. It's only. Friday, dude. It's Friday. Like, I'm ready to roll, and I'm also just kind of chuckling that every time we get on this thing and we start chatting, for those of you that are watching, we kind of get together and chat before we hit the record button. And every time, man, somebody's dropping fucking elbows off the top rope, and then it's like, stop. Like, we gotta hit the record button. So anyway, we'll be a little bit better about that moving forward, try to capture that lightning in the bottle. But Georgi, you mind to tee us up here with the recent proposal from Hermes, and then maybe we'll roll into the rest of the conversation that we were having offline.
Yeah, I want to share, if you can give permission, just going to share the proposal. We can scroll through it. We're not going to necessarily go in full detail. Okay. We've read it. The community is almost the vote is going to close in a few hours, so we're going to rush to vote. But basically, the context here is I think 16 full-time employees at Hermes right now, and they're based out of Portugal, and they're asking for a grant allocation with a certain vesting over certain months, and they're referring to the allocation that some protocols received when Terra V2 was launched, and we all voted to support that. And the requirement was, of course, these protocols had to be part of Terra 1, had to be in production and operational in Terra 1. And some of those were Astroport, Stator, and now Valkyrie recently just launched on Terra 2. So I can't confirm whether Hermes was fully in production in Terra 1. I know the development had been going on them. And they also, I can't recall if they had, or I don't think they still have a Terra 1 validator, if they ever had one. But they do have a Terra 2 validator, right? So we'll talk about that as well. And just wanted to actually share the proposal, because I think we have the votings. Let's see. Yeah, you can see the votings here. Oops, excuse me, zoomed in too much. It's going to likely pass. We have about 4 hours, and we see the community overwhelmingly supporting that, which I understand. We all want to support protocols on Terra 2, just principally. And we have a large number of validators supporting it. And we're a validator, and we want to vote. Even if we know it's passing, we want to vote, and we want to explain our reasoning behind it. And we have nuanced opinions about it. But I think we all align and should preface that we are here to support Terra 2. We're still also validating on Terra 1, Terra Classic now, And we support the Terra community, the Terra Classic, Terra 2 communities and projects. So we're here, we're investing, we're supporting in the effort to grow the community, right? So we're aligned on that, there's no question. Ryan, do you wanna like get the conversation going from the perspective of how this like sounded to you? I know we reviewed it multiple times, and sort of how you think of this proposal, how it's worded, how it's coming across.
Yeah, I mean, kind of like we were discussing beforehand, I mean, it obviously states emergency allocation for Hermes Protocol. Sounds like they're treading water.
Yeah.
The way it reads is just not good. It sounds like they kind of mismanaged their money, whether they were working on Terra Classic or not. I think I remember seeing these guys, but, you know, it's fairly.
Sure. Yeah. We're familiar. Yeah.
And for these guys to come out and just say, hey, we want 60,000 Luna, which basically is 110 grand, and they have 16 full-time employees. I mean, if you have 16 full-time employees at 110 grand, I mean, that's not going to get you very far. To me, this sounds like a cry of basically, hey, we need an emergency allocation to get this thing launched. But in reality, I think that money is going to be used to basically pay their liabilities, wash their hands, and get out. I mean, the way that this was worded was not very professional. And I don't think it's really fair to the rest of the community for us to be basically bailing some protocol out, because it sets the precedence that, you know, anybody can spin up a protocol on V2, come in, get community support, spin up a proposal, and basically just get a big handout, right? Yeah, so what's stopping other, you know, companies or just single persons to just try and establish a name for themselves in the community and then get a free handout? I mean, I don't think this is something that validators should be deciding for one particular protocol. I do like the idea of community funds spread against the protocols that are existing in the community, but for one single particular protocol, I don't think this is particularly the best way to go about something like this for the rest of the community. I think it just sets a bad precedent. Moving forward.
Yeah, let's unpack that a little bit. You know, there are a lot of perspectives here. One thing I wanted to also just add, as we were talking about just the facts, we don't have the facts of their financial situation, right? And it's important to have those facts. One thing I wanted to point out, trying to get my browser not to freeze on me, is when we look at the when we look at the active validator set on Terra 2. Let's see, am I freezing on you guys?
No, you're good.
I think I am. Let's see. Can you see my screen now?
Yep.
Can you see? Yeah, okay, great. Yeah, as we scroll down, I think the active validator, let me just make sure that we look it up. I think they were active, at least when I looked at them the other day, right? At least that's there we go. So they're still active, 123rd. So with 1.1 million Luna and 5% commission, it may be in the vicinity of 10 Luna a day, 20 Luna a day. No, not even 20, maybe 20. So, or 15. And let's say Luna at $2, it's a little under there. It's $20 to $30 a day. So, from that perspective, that's, what is it, about $1,000 a month? maybe less now, right? It's probably bare minimum to support the infrastructure, the validator, but it's not a reasonable income to extend beyond that. Probably it's just barely breaking even. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to bring that up. So that's the only other information that I have in terms of the financial situation. And from their perspective, their ask is sort of in the same range of what the emergency allocation was earlier. And I'm not sure why they didn't participate. Perhaps they weren't in production in V1. But the question here is this an investment or a bailout, right? We were talking about those two words and how it's coming across. All the projects on V1 were hit hard, right? So from the tone, it does look like we need a lifeline, we need a bailout to survive. And you're right about some of the language and the approach. It might be better to have seen something like, all right, well, we're cutting down our staff from 16 full-time to maybe like 10 full-time and the other ones are part-time. We're scaling down and this is our business plan once we launch. And should we have a prolonged bear market for like, let's say the next 12 months, this is how we'll succeed and start generating revenue. So it's the fact that that's missing, it looks, and I agree, it comes across as a bailout and as a lifeline, not as an investment, which is a little bit hard to justify beyond like, all right, we support Terra, we support all projects on Terra, right? Beyond the general principle when you look specifically. So my initial reaction was like, it doesn't look like it's much money, but the truth is it's about the precedent. I agree. It's about the tone and it's about the best way to support them. And just wanted to offer my perspective on the best way to support them because they have an existing validator. What if they asked for the community to support them by directing delegation to their validator? Now, if you get enough, you could increase, like if they have 1 million Luna and they, let's say, go from 1 million to 5 million Luna, we see some validators with even 20 million, right? So we're not, it's not an unreasonable assumption. Most validators are in this middle range between 4 and 5 million. If the community redirects, there is a twofold a gain here. The first gain is that they will, with their commission, and they can reasonably increase it to like maybe 7 or 10%. With that commission, they can increase their daily income from like $20 to $30 to almost $100, which is not amazing, but it is fairly significant. And if you, or maybe even more, maybe 200. So if you project that out, it comes up to like, I don't know, 60, 70, 80, 90 grand a year. And it could be more if Luna price starts inching up. And what I feel like the second thing that you're doing with that is not just offering a consistent income, but if the protocol underperforms, the money isn't spent and lost, people will just redelegate. So you're giving a chance for the community to offer a vote of confidence conditionally. And if the protocol underperforms, then you know what's going to happen? The community will just redelegate away from that as a vote of no confidence. And I think that that creates an incentive, the right incentive. I'm just throwing it out as one solution and I didn't want to like go into too much detail, but I thought that that's why I was going to suggest for an abstain vote, because I think that there are better solutions, better ways to help the protocol. Sorry, Ryan, yeah, you were saying something and then Joseph wanted to respond.
Even at that, I mean, I think that's a great idea, but it's not going to get them to the place they want to be. I mean, they're asking for 60,000 Luna, 110 grand for 3 to 4 months. So their operating cost is roughly, 400 grand a year. I mean, even if they had 20 million Luna stake with them, they're not going to they're not
going to. Oh, yeah, yeah. You're not going to get to that level. And also, it's a voluntary. So right. It's a little bit different as opposed to like the money gets dropped. This, the community has to truly come together. And that's a good challenge. I think that's a good way.
But even at that, we don't know their business model. They don't make money, obviously. You're asking.
And that's the point. That's the point, right?
Yeah,
and,
Joseph, and they're asking
for $110,000 to basically float them for 3 months, supposedly. You think after they launch, they're going to basically be making 110 grand in 3 months? No, there's no way. I mean, how do you make money now? You don't. Unless
in the bear market, the
validator.
Well, yeah. See,
but this, to my point, even if the validator had 20 million Luna right now, that wouldn't sustain their operating costs.
Okay, but even the idea. So I appreciate what you're saying, Georgi, and I like the idea, but that needs to come from them.
Oh yeah, like, true.
And so
yeah, I was just hypothesizing. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But and so my problem, my biggest issue with this is that. It, you know, you either have to say yes, as a community, we're responsible for all the validators. As a community, we're responsible for all the projects that are being built. As a community, we're responsible, or we're not. You know, and like, what's the job of the, like, they're okay. So like, break down the architecture. You have a blockchain that's not worth shit unless it's being run, right? You incentivize validators to be competitive. To run the chain and have and create that persistence, right? From that, there are, you know, there are fees, there are transactions, there is, you know, and a fund that's built off that stack, and now you've got a company coming in saying, "Please help us." The problem here is, if you could take your blockchain hat off and put your VC hat on.
Oh yeah.
You would tell these people to get fucked. I mean, you wouldn't even open the email. And so my problem with this is, if we are thinking that this technology can achieve exit velocity and can operate in parity with existing businesses in the real world, then you can't have this kind of sophomoric, at least, and at most, like hustle, you know, victimhood type thing that's coming in, right? Like, if you have a business idea and you want to build it on any given chain, and you want to propose, and you say, "Hey, I want to see if this is important enough to that chain to invest in it," which this is what we were talking about a little bit earlier, and everybody says, "You know what? This is a savings protocol. This is a market maker, this is a DEX, this is a whatever that could be fundamental to the success of the protocol, and that's the thing that's being discussed, full attention, get it 100%. But even then, you should have to provide, you should have to provide financials. Like, it's nuts. Like, it doesn't make any sense. So basically, I could go, I mean, and this is, we were talking about this, right? It's like, should there be rules, right? Because I could go and I could create a proposal and I could be like, hit super hard, like got rent coming up. Like I love to do videos with Georgi and Ryan, but like, if I don't get my internet paid for the next 6 months, I'm not going to be able to do that. This isn't going to be a common thing. Like, it starts to sound like a drug addict. It starts to sound like a, just like loser shit that losers would say. That people who are not thinking about what they're doing. And so my problem with this is like, you can't have your cake and eat it too, right? So it's like, do you want free markets, right? And if you want free markets, then bad companies need to go away. And I'm sorry if it was a great idea. I'm sorry if there was 45 people associated with it. I'm sorry if you thought you had it but you didn't. Like, that's how the cookie crumbles. That's capitalism. That's a free market. That's how it works, right?
Oh, fair enough. Yeah.
Well, and fair enough. So what I'm saying is, we are literally like, and the reason I do feel strongly about this, even though I think they should be allowed to do it, I feel strongly about this type of this tone being propagated. I mean, if you want to see the end game of like this type of behavior, go look at your gas pump, right? You want go see how much gas costs today. You want to see the end game on this type of behavior? Like, literally look at why the global economy is coming apart at the seams. Because when you manipulate things in super complex systems, you do not understand what is happening in the small corners that aren't illuminated at the moment, right? And so, and so my problem with this, to be very dramatic, admittedly, is that I looked at Hermes' website, I watched the video, the guy did they seem like nice enough people. And I appreciate that, but like, now is not the time to like have pity on people. Now is the time to, and by the way, if you really want to be helpful to Hermes, if you really want to be helpful to Hermes Protocol, right? Then what you need to say is, we're hiring, and if you guys need to hit the pause button until you can get your things back together, come work for us. You know what I mean? Right. Like that's actually helpful activity in the system. And I think they came in half-cocked. They're asking for $110,000, which, unless they're going to step into a time machine and go back to 1908, that's not going to really do anything for them, right? They had no financials. They're literally using a slick website and begging to get something done. And I think that is precise. I don't think they're scammers, but I think that is the scam path. And I think as Luna tries to recover, points we try to recover trust, and we try to recover, any sort of reputation back to the protocol. It's like this type of behavior. This feels like Doge, This feels right. It's not professional. It's not. These are not serious people building serious product. And that's really what I want to focus on,
And if you look at Terrascope, just came out today, and they finally relaunched their platform for V2. And that just goes to show they didn't ask for any bailouts or anything like that. They took it into their own hands to find the funding, to do what they needed to do to get their product back up and running. And they made that happen. So it's not fair to other protocols and companies that are working diligently in V2 currently to just see basically the value of Luna be diluted. And also, us as validators have to protect our delegators, in the sense that all we're doing here is diluting shareholder value or token holder value or whatever you want to call it, by just basically giving a bailout to Hermes, and they're going to pretty much just dump the 60K on the market, and who knows where that money's really going to go, right?
I mean, I agree with a lot of these points, especially on the way this is gone about. I really don't know the guys behind the protocol. I agree that they seem nice enough, and this looks like a good effort. They do hint at other chains being interested. So I think that in terms of survival, if there are other options, it's good to have exhausted them, or to show evidence that you've exhausted them.
Yeah.
I specifically think that the validator is such a great way to support the company, and they could have done a lot with that.
Says something, right? The fact that they didn't go that path says something.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know exactly. But the community overwhelmingly supports it. And I think that's the democratic process. We did talk a lot about governance here, whether validators should vote on something like this. And while we had the bailout for projects and the launch of the platform, mm-hmm. and that seemed appropriate, we overwhelmingly supported it. There's no question there, right? This is a little bit different, and I agree about setting precedents where, you can spend 500 Luna, or if we raise the threshold and just throw things at the community. And the community overwhelmingly wants to support, right? But do we support these projects in the right way that gives them longevity, that ensures their success? I agree that in many cases, it's better to crash and learn lessons and start in a healthier way. Also, I mean, this bear market is going to continue, right? It's not just going to turn around.
Right.
Now you have to build and maybe scaling down the operation from 16 to 3, right? Or to 4 or 5 essential full time, and the rest are getting paid, you know, part time as much as they can, and focusing on the validator maybe as a source of income, or some other chains as a way, like we saw Loop, right? Loop protocol move to Juno, if I'm not mistaken, right? Kujira is its own L1, you know, setting up for some spectacular success. So we saw Nexus, for example, is still silent, but I'm sure that they're working in the background and, you know, really excited to see their next steps. Every protocol, as you mentioned, Joseph, has been looking for creative ways to first survive.
Right.
And second, you know, set up for success 12 months from now. So I really wished in that proposal they laid out the business plan and showed that, well, this is what's going to happen after this.
Mm-hmm.
And they vaguely said something about supporting other chains and decentralized and so on. But that was very vague. We want to see 12 months from now, where are you going to be?
Right.
And why isn't this alone? Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's,
now I'm thinking about it.
That's exactly.
This could have been just alone.
That's exactly correct. And so I just think that I personally have to take credit for this as well, right? Because like we're in this ecosystem, and like we could have pushed back in this way, but like the passage of this and the lack of diligence seems pretty lazy. And it seems like it's setting a bad precedent. I do want to mention one thing here quickly with you guys just before, you know, we wrap. And that's the following, right? You know, we were discussing a little bit about business models, validator business models. We were discussing a little bit about, you know, just like proof of stake, the evolution of proof of stake, and what the relationship between validators and, you know, within intra validators within validators, right? And validators and their stakers, like what this ecosystem means. And it's something like this kind of brings up an interesting point, which is like, you know, a total democratic process all the time is challenging. I mean, there are good things about it, but it can be also challenging. And having even like some rotating kind of central body that represents various interests on the chain seems to be, you know, interesting, right? It's funny because it's almost like where all this technology is going is just recreating like what Rome did or what the United States has set out to do or whatever. But, you know, the concept of a republic, right? Of a representative, a representative democracy, right? Like that seems to be something that is being explored in depth. We discussed a little bit the book, The Network State. We'll put it in show notes. You guys can check it out. But it's interesting to think about, and this is what I'll just pitch up to you guys and give you guys last word here. But maybe the business model of these proof of stake ecosystems is literally creating the governmental structure that then it, you know, works to like actually achieve vision on these chains in a way that's like predictable and forecastable and like reinforceable. You know, said another way, if we feel a certain way, and like other validators feel the same way that we feel, you have 15 validators that come together and have a representative that then works with representatives from wide, you know, a variety of
like
perspectives.
The U.S. political governance.
Yeah,
the US governance.
Exactly. And maybe that's the business model, right? Like maybe that's ultimately what you're doing. And then as a staker, you're able to move jurisdictions if you disagree. And you're like, and it's kind of this lobbying thing. And it's less about, you know, it's less about delivering some service or something like that. I don't know. I mean, it's just, we've been talking about that. You know, Balaji in his book, The Network State, like, you know, obviously he's picking at that. But any thoughts on that before we wrap? Just a few words from both of you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I think I said this earlier. I don't particularly think basically free handout for a select individual should be allowed to be proposed. I mean, obviously we had the community pool proposal that was for protocols that were active on V1. That was at the launch of the fork. And that was basically to help them continue their building within, you know, migrating from V1 to V2, right? Because no one had ever worked on V2. So the code is different. They have to basically relearn all that. So there's more time that has to be invested. So therefore, that's what those funds were used for. And we're starting to see some of these projects come back online.
Right.
So for somebody to be singled out and for an overwhelming support from the validators is kind of shocking, honestly. Like,
right.
And it was kind of unanimous across the board. It was just a straight yes. I mean, it kind of begs to question, like, you know, Hermes is basically advocating for person-to-person messaging. And then like Momentum One, which is the other protocol, is like a marketing team for other protocols.
That's where it gets a little bit interesting, right? Momentum One is also just an IT firm that the same people that run Hermes.
Right.
Yeah.
So why, like, no one needs any marketing right now. Everyone in crypto's got wrecked. So who are you going to market to? People without any cash? I mean, it seems shady to me. And I just don't really like the proposal. And to your point, Joseph, it would be kind of nice if there was kind of like this committee that said, okay, this proposal we approve of, and we're going to go ahead and launch it on the network for the validators to vote on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Last word to you, Georgi.
Great, guys. Well, we should vote because we haven't voted as a validator. We may have individually voted. I don't care about that. As a validator, let's do a live vote now, and I'll cast it and I'll show it. So I will stay with my abstain. So one sentence per vote. I'll stay with my abstain. I think I want to find a good solution, a good way to support them. Probably this isn't the right way. So I'm abstaining, not straight up no, not straight up yes.
My vote is a hard no.
No sentence.
I don't think I need to explain. I think my explanations are pretty straightforward. You could have guessed my vote beforehand.
For sure. So I was vacillating back and forth between no and abstain. And I'm going to go with abstain as well. And my one sentence would be, is that this just isn't the way. Like, I see what they're doing, and like, you know, I wish them the best, but it's not the way. And frankly, I think they should be lambasted a bit for going about it in this direction, but we'll see. All right.
Well, thanks for tuning in today, guys. Georgi, why don't you wrap us up?
Well, shall we abstain then? I'm voting right now on our behalf then.
Yep. Let's abstain. And then quickly here, as we wrap, at @TTLG_crew on Twitter, come see us at ttlg.money. If you are interested in joining our staking crew, we'd love to have you. And with this vote, we're locking it in.